Welcome to Book Bistro, where book enthusiasts come to chat about the books they love in a warm and supportive environment. Today is Tuesday, February 20th, 2024. This is Shannon, and tonight I am here with Melissa, Brooke, Stacy, Georgina, and Sarah, and we are here to tell you about some of our most anticipated March releases. So, as usual, we will get started with the usual housekeeping information, and then Stacy will start us off, followed by me, Georgina, Sarah, Brooke, and last will be Melissa. You can find us on Facebook by searching for Book Bistro Podcast. There we have our usual Facebook page where we keep track of our Wednesday reads and also post information about the Friday episodes. We also have a Facebook listener group that you're welcome to join. And if you prefer a different type of listener group, you can contact us and ask about our WhatsApp group. Both groups are pretty small, not super high traffic, and we would love to have you. If you want to get in touch with us off of social media, you can do so by sending an email to thebookbistropodcast@gmail.com. If you're looking for our main hosting page, where you can find information on the podcatchers that make Book Bistro available to you, you can find that information in our show notes.
Whenever this author puts out a new book, I get super excited, and this synopsis makes me think it will be no exception. So this is Murder Road by Simone St. James, one of my favorite creepy authors, and it comes out on March 5th. So let's return to an earlier time. How about July of 1995? And our erstwhile young couple named April and Eddie, who are driving, trying to find the small resort town where they will spend their honeymoon. And as they drive down this road, which for whatever reason, I picture being a deserted road, they are waylaid by a hitchhiker. And because neither of their parents ever told young April and Eddie not to stop and pick up hitchhikers, they stop and pick up this hitchhiker. And all seems well with this hitchhiker in the car until one or both of them glance over and see that there is blood seeping from beneath this person's jacket, which in my mind is never a good thing because A, blood, and B, if I'm being honest, I'd be pissed if it was getting on the seat of my car. All right, that's who I am. Anyway, they're driving down this road with this bleeding person. They're driving down Atticus Line, which I think is a road, when suddenly they are being chased by a giant truck. And it looks like the truck is trying to get to the hitchhiker. But never fear, somehow they manage to evade this truck, and they're able to get the bleeding hitchhiker to the local hospital. Where, alas, this hitchhiker passes away. And apparently, this is not the first person who has died along the Atticus Line. And now, because the Cold Lake Falls Police Department has two suspects in April and Eddie, they have decided that they have been committing these murders. Well, while this poor young couple who just wanted to go on their honeymoon is trying to figure out what the hell went wrong, they start kind of looking into this town and discovering that there are some secrets, dark secrets, that probably this town wants to keep hidden. But also, there's something supernatural going on along the Atticus Line. And if April and Eddie are not careful, it's going to take them down along with maybe the town. And that, my friends, is all I know. But it's enough for me to know that I need to read Murder Road by Simone St. James when it comes out on March 5th.
Pro tip, do not pick up hitchhikers. So to prove how much I don't love ghosts, I'm also going to talk about a creepy book, but not a ghosty book. So this is Where Sleeping Girls Lie by Farida Abake Imide, who I love, 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 love with every ounce of my being. She wrote Ace of Spades years ago, and it just totally blew my mind, especially since she wrote that before she graduated from college. She's just an incredible young writer, and I am super excited for this book. So this is another kind of like elite boarding school kind of creepy thriller. We know I love these. And this follows Sade. She has been homeschooled all of her life. And finally, during what would be her third year in high school, she is branching out and has been accepted to this academy. And she's very excited, but also kind of nervous because, you know, this is her first, not only is it her first time in a boarding school, but it's her first time like being schooled away from home at all. And she has no idea how this is going to go. And she feels like there's all kinds of reasons that she's just not going to fit in. But what she doesn't expect is that after her first night there, her roommate disappears. And for some reason that I don't understand because, well, I haven't read this, people think that Sade had something to do with this. So people are very suspicious of her. And by when I say people, I don't know if I mean like students or actual like authorities who are looking into this. I'm unclear because the synopsis doesn't tell me. So she is really trying to like get past all of this and make her way in the school. And she gets caught up with this group, kind of a clique of popular girls. They call themselves the Unholy Trinity. And there's one in particular named Persephone that she feels like, you know, maybe she could be attracted to. So all this is going on. And then, because, you know, that's not enough for anybody, then another student is found dead. So Elizabeth is gone. This other person is dead. And so there's all of these sort of bad things happening. And Sade is right in the middle of it, sort of investigating, you know, kind of under the radar, trying to figure out what's going on, but also still, you know, trying to figure out if she really wants to be at this school. You know, is this the right environment for her? So I am very, very excited about this. I've had this pre-ordered since like mid-2023. And I am so excited that it's almost here. This is Where Sleeping Girls Lie by Farida Abake Imide. And it is releasing on March 19th.
So I said beware of hitchhikers, but I also think it needs to be said that one should be wary of boarding schools.
It seems that they should. Like a lot of bad things happen in books and boarding schools.
It seems so. Lots of disappearances and other dramatic things.
So my first book of the evening is Studies at the School, Schools by the Sea, number 4, by Jenny Colkin. This comes out March 26th. This is the fourth and long-anticipated final book of the Beloved School series. Beloved literature teacher Maggie Adair loves her life on the Downey dorms and the English coast. But she's getting kind of restless. She's been doing this for a while, and she fell in love with David, and her heart is in two places. Can your heart pull you in two different directions? Her students are excited because it's their senior year and they have new adventures awaiting them. But Maggie also, her beloved Scottish coast is calling to her. And she's not sure what she should do. Should she stay and be with David and a new group of girls, or should she move on to her beloved Scotland? This is Study at the School, number 4 by Jenny Colgan, which comes out March 26th. This should be good. This is your typical Jenny Colgan feel good love. Let's they're feel good. I love all her books.
I bought the first book in this series when it first came out, and I still have not read it, although I want to, because, as we know from my last book, I'm really into books about schools, whether they're like creepy or not. So this is a series of hers that I do really want to read.
I think it's always fun when I find books that look really interesting, or if Shannon recommends a book to me and then I look at it and it looks interesting. And so a couple of my books tonight are by new to me authors. So the first one I'm going to talk about is Maya's Laws of Love by Alina Khawaja. And I am so sorry if I did not pronounce her name correctly. This book is coming out on March 26th. So Maya, our main heroine, is absolutely convinced that she is unlucky in love, and she has come up with a list of laws to explain why. But her luck is going to change. She's convinced it is. She is heading to Pakistan to have an arranged marriage with a man who is ticking all of her boxes. He's a doctor, and she's sure that first comes marriage, but then comes love. She's just positive it's going to get better. But suddenly, on her way to Pakistan to meet her doctor, who she's convinced she's going to fall in love with, her seatmate on the plane is a lawyer, and he's handsome and annoying. They get stranded in Switzerland due to a storm, and they have to ride together. They're traveling, and the bus breaks down, and they miss their connections, and things just are not going well for her. And getting to her first comes marriage, then comes love, ticking boxes, doctor. But suddenly, Maya is like, I'm experiencing all this misfortune when the laws of love are supposed to start working for me because I'm doing this thing. And but suddenly she wonders if everything is not how she thinks. And maybe if she could just bend some of her own laws, her detour can take her somewhere totally unexpected. Maybe she will find love. If you are interested to find out if Maya is going to find love, then you can read Maya's Laws of Love by Alina Khawaja, and it comes out on March 26th.
So I really liked the synopsis when I read it, like the idea of them being stranded and, all these kind of like, I don't know, calamities happen, and then they're sort of, stuck together and like, will this actually make her change her mind about
And
love?
they're
I really
road
liked
tripping
this. Yes.
in like a different country.
Yes.
Probably
Yeah,
multiple
this sounds really
countries.
good. So my first book this evening is The Unquiet Bones by Loreth Ann White, and it comes out on March 5th. So not very long from now. I'm pretty excited about this. So this is about a case where some bones were found under a chapel in the woods. And these bones are suspected to belong to a young girl who went missing over like decades ago. And so our detective is named Jane Monroe, and she is quite worried about this case just because she feels so bad for the family that they've been waiting so long
for the resolution. And like to add to like these, she's feeling a little hormonal because she's pregnant. And so she really, really wants to figure out this case. So as she's investigating, she discovers that the bones are, they belong to Annalise, and she went missing 47 years ago. And while investigating, Jane talks to Annalise's former friends, who were once called the Shoreview Six, by the media. And all these women are now like affluent leaders and like within their community. So they really don't want to be associated with this case at all. And they're also quite worried because there was a pledge that was made 47 years ago between the group. And now that the bones of Annalise have been discovered, these secrets are starting to come alight. And they're quite worried about this. So while Jane and the forensic anthropologist are investigating, they are slowly pulling apart the layers of the secrets, and they're discovering some pretty interesting things about this group. And then some more bones are found. Jane discovers the bones of the boy who was thought to have been responsible for Annalise's disappearance, which then brings a whole other bunch of questions. And like as the questions amount, then the group starts caving in, and we're starting to wonder, like the group members, Annalise's friends, are starting to wonder, like, is somebody going to like cave? Are they going to start releasing each other's truths? And you also find, like, who can they trust? So this is The Unquiet Bones by Loreth Ann White, and it comes out on March 5th. And I am quite excited about this. I read another of her books and really, really enjoyed it. So I'm looking forward to this one.
I love her so much.
My first book is Cheater, San Diego, Case Files Number 2 by Karen Rose, and it is going to come out on March 26th. This is the second book in her San Diego Case Files. Once again, we get to see Kit McKittrick, also known as Catherine, when she has to show up to a retirement home called Shady Oaks, and they find a body of a resident who has been stabbed to death. So Kit begins to investigate, and she's getting lots and lots of reproach from the tenants that are there. They're not speaking, and they're not opening their doors or their feelings to San Diego. Then, while she's dealing with this, Kit finds a long-time volunteer there who plays the piano. His name is Sam, and he is a criminal psychologist. He sees Shady Oaks as something special because he's trying to honor his grandpa's memory. But as we discover, there is some feelings that have been developed between Sam and Kit. With his access to the retirement home, he is allowed to join the case and give his opinion as a criminal psychologist. So that is Cheater, San Diego Case Files number 2 by Karen Rose, which will be released on March 26th.
My second book of the evening is by another author that is very beloved by me. And this is The Other Side of Disappearing, and it's by the amazing, epic Kate Claiborne. And it comes out on March 26th. And this book is about Jess. And Jess is a hairstylist. She's been always been there for her younger sister, Tegan. She kind of finished raising her. And now, you know, Tegan's a little bit older now. And one thing that Jess has always known that she never talked to Tegan about is that the man who started dating her mother a few months before her mother left is a notorious con man that is the subject of a podcast. And now, and her mother's been gone for like, I want to say 10 years now. And now Tegan, her sister, has begun kind of putting the pieces together and has figured out that her mother left with this con man. So Tegan has decided to go on this road trip across the country looking for this con man and her mother. And she'll be accompanied by the podcaster and her podcaster's producer and the podcaster's producer, Adam. So Tegan is going to leave their safe and stable home, and she's going to go looking for her mother. And so Jess isn't going to let her go by herself. So Jess joins in this road trip with her sister and the podcaster and the hot producer named Adam. And so she actually, Jess begins to learn things about herself as they are driving across the country. And she also begins to think that maybe, just maybe, she can, you know, maybe open up to Adam a little bit. And that's really all I know from the synopsis. But because all of Kate Claiborne's books are so full of like heart and just amazing character development, I can't wait to see what she's going to do with a road trip book. Because as many of you probably know about me, I love road trip books and I love Kate Claiborne. So this, I think, is going to be a fabulous book. Again, this is called The Other Side of Disappearing. It's by Kate Claiborne, and it comes out on March 26th.
A lot of books seem to come out then.
Yes, I think it's going to be, I think March 26th is a good day for new books.
So my next book tonight is Watch Where They Hide. This is Jordan Manning, book 2 by Tamron Hall. And it comes out on March 12th. I really loved the first book in the series that I think came out toward the end of 2022. And I have been very excited for this one. So Jordan Manning, since she solved a whole bunch of murders at the end of the first book, her career is on the rise. You know, she has so many new opportunities and people are really starting to talk about her as someone who is seeking the truth. But she still is feeling a lot of pressure to prove herself because she's a young Black woman in journalism. And she feels like, you know, right now people are sort of on her side, but that could change pretty much at a moment's notice. So she is contacted by Shelley, whose sister Marla went missing under very suspicious circumstances after she dropped her young child off at preschool. And Marla has recently left a verbally abusive spouse and was kind of, you know, ready for her kind of fresh start. But now she's gone, and her sister is concerned that either nobody's really going to take this seriously, or they'll do, you know, a little bit of work and it'll end up unsolved. So she thinks that Jordan is kind of the perfect person to dig into this. And Jordan agrees because she feels like, you know, there is so much going on in the city that is being swept under the rug. And she wants it to come out. She wants people to get justice. Again, she is someone who really stands for seeking the truth. And so she is bound and determined to find out what happened to Marla, even if it puts her in danger, which, you know, this is a thriller. So I'm pretty sure some danger will be involved. The first book in the series was so fantastically twisty and edgy. And I am hoping for very good things from this follow-up. So this is Watch Where They Hide, Jordan Manning, Book 2, by Tamron Hall. And it comes out on March 12th. If that name sounds familiar to you, Tamron Hall has a TV show called, what is it, like Someone They Know, which is like a kind of a crime reporting show, I guess. She definitely has some experience in like true crime investigation.
I used to love true crime, but now they scares me. I'm too old and it scares me. So I don't read true crime no more.
Yeah, I read a lot of true crime.
My second book of the evening is Spells, Spices, and Everything Nice, Words, and Witchcraft, Book 3, by Jessica Rosenberg, which comes out March 12th. Juliet is looking for something that she can't find. She's just realizing that she'll never have a traditional family when her magic turns her life upside down yet again. And Juliet, I don't know if anybody has read these, but Juliet owns a bookstore and she's a nervous Nilly. Like everything gives her major anxiety. Choosing coffees, making a decision about anything, going on a date with two different men. And if she makes the wrong choice because her clairvoyant powers are growing, it could affect more than just her. It could affect her cousin Cassie or any of the other witches that work for her cousin Cassie next door. They own a bakery/bookshop together. And if she makes the right choice, it could set her on the right path. But her powers grow ever mercurial, which makes it more difficult for her. Sadly, that's all that's in the synopsis, since this is book 3 in the series. This is Spells, Spices, and Everything Nice, Words, and Witches, Book 3 by Jessica Rosenberg.
I really like that title, and I just thought that this looked like a lot of fun. Like a little bit of like a cozy mystery, a little bit, you know, paranormal. And then, of course, with like the bakery aspect.
Before I talk about my second book, I just have a question. How do you follow your heart when it's in two places?
Do we know?
I don't know.
Well, I have the answer.
Oh, good.
You can read Manila Takes Manhattan by Carla de Guzman, which comes out on March 26th, and you can find out the answer. So, this is the story of a Filipino musician and movie producer. And he's been in New York for like one day, and he's kind of lonely and kind of wondering where he's going to fit into the world. And he decides to have a solitary date night for one with some fabulous takeout food. But his beautiful neighbor, who is also an actress named Olivia, she smells the delicious takeout
and comes over. And they decide not only are they going to share the takeout, but they're going to share a night filled with passion. Because, you know, then they'll never see themselves. They'll never see each other again. But then they do. For you see, they are working on the same movie. And they spend the whole, I know. And they spend the whole next month together getting to know each other and being in this movie. And they find that they have more in common than like delicious noodles and chemistry. So that is really what I know, except for that I know that Olivia does very well slipping into other people's lives in her roles, but she has a lot of trouble being in her own life. So I'm wondering how these two people, one who was lonely and transplanted to New York, and the other who has difficulty being herself, so she does better playing other people. Do you think they're going to fall in love and live happily ever after? If you want to know the answer to this, then you can read Manila Takes Manhattan by Carla de Guzman, coming out on March 26th. And I have to be really honest and tell you that I've never read this author before, but this book looks fun. Like I could read it on the beach on vacation, where I wish I was right now.
I don't wish to be on the beach, but I do feel like I could definitely read this while on vacation of some sort.
Yes. Yes. This could be fun. Like lots of good like food descriptions, like some like celebrity drama, perhaps.
So my next book this evening is If You Hate Me by Helena Hunting, and it comes out on March 7th. So this is a love-hate brother's best friend hockey romance. So the synopsis is really, really vague, and it's kind of like written from the perspective of the heroine, who we don't actually know the name of as of this point. So her roommates are pro hockey players. She's got her man whore older brother, that is a quote from the synopsis, and his hot best friend. So she has had, like, the heroine is having a really rough time. So she's living with these two pro hockey players. She's sleeping on their futon that smells like Cheetos and ball sweat. Like, ew, that's so gross. And she's having to deal with her brother's best friend, Tristan, who she hates. He walks around shirtless. And like he's a player, and he's got a pretty filthy reputation. We don't quite know what that's all about yet. And like they can't stop arguing. Well, she has no choice but to live here. So she knows that she's just gotta put up with it until she can find a job, find her apartment of her own. And while she's doing this, she needs to make sure that like Tristan doesn't give her a reason to like start to want to get to know him a little bit better. And I'm sorry, guys, but that's all I can tell you. But the synopsis, like, I don't know, the way it's written has totally caught me. I'm pretty excited. I really like Helena Hunting's books, at least the ones I've read so far. So this is If You Hate Me by Helena Hunting, and it comes out on March 7th.
I have never read a Helena Hunting book. I know. I need to.
We should read. Yeah, you gotta read. There's she has a cupcake one. I can't remember. Cupcake.
Kiss My Cupcake.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, read that one. That was my very first Helena Hunting book I read, and it was so cute.
My second book is called The Hunter, and it's by Tana French. This is Cal Hooper book 2. Last book we were studying and being introduced to Cal Hooper, who retired from Chicago PD and moved to Ireland, where he met a woman, Lena, and a teenager that goes by the name Trey, T-R-E-Y, and she is a pistol and more. But they start building a life together, a relationship, and Trey begins to become more of a good kid. So this is going really good. They have peace. And then Trey's father shows up. This is where it gets complicated. And she becomes very confused and very angry. Where Lena and Cal are trying to protect her and make it better. But she's out for revenge. She wants to go back to her feral ways and become more of that girl who was in a challenge and a pistol, basically. So that is The Hunter, Cal Hooper number 2 by Tana French, which is a really good author that I enjoy immensely. And it comes out on March 5th.
My final book of the evening is by an author that I haven't read before. This is The Underground Library by Jennifer Ryan. And this is a World War II era historical fiction novel, which I'm a huge fan of. I just binged about 10 of them. So I'm looking forward to this. It comes out on March 12th. This book is about Juliet, and she's the new deputy librarian at the Bethnal Green Library in London. And she was expecting something much busier than the actual library is. And, you know, she has to keep kind of like, you know, showing the men in charge that a woman is up to the task of running this library. And that proves a bit more challenging when something from her past kind of comes back. And then we have Kate, who also works at the library, but Kate's plan is just to work at the library until she starts university in the fall. But unfortunately, her boyfriend is killed on the front lines, and she has kind of a contentious family. And when she discovers a life-changing secret, she's worried she's going to have to, you know, deal with it on her own. And then we have Sophie, who is in London on a domestic service visa, and she is a Jewish refugee. And so she's working as a maid for what sounds like a truly terrible man. And so because of this, she comes to the library as often as she can to kind of get away from this odious man. And she discovers friendships within this community, but also help trying to locate her sister who is still in occupied Europe. And then quite tragically, the library is destroyed by bombs. And Juliet decides that she's going to relocate the stacks to the underground station where people are sheltering nightly from the bombs during the Blitz. And her goal is to loan out stories to people who need them while they're going through all of this horror, which I think is a really cool idea. And I want to know if any of this actually happened. So now we have, you know, Juliet and Kate and Sophie, who all have their own personal struggles, but can they band together in hopes of saving the library and saving the heart of their neighborhood? This looks amazing. I love books about books. I love learning things about history and World War II particularly. And I'm really excited to check this out. This, again, is The Underground Library, and it's by Jennifer Ryan, and it comes out on March 12th.
I really liked this synopsis when I read it, when I was making the list for this episode. And I thought this looked really cool. So my final book tonight is Six Truths and a Lie by Reem Shikari. This is coming out also on March 12th. And I read her first book, The Next New Syrian Girl, just like in early 2024, like with one of my very first books of this year. So I was super excited to see that she's releasing something else. And this one is about six Muslim teens who are caught at the center of what people are calling a terrorist attack. Something happens at a 4th of July party, and it ends up leading to the explosion of an oil rig. And people blame these six Muslim teenagers. Now, these teens come from like very different walks of life. They don't know each other. They are just kind of thrust together because people have decided that they are guilty of this crime. And they get caught up in sort of a political power struggle. And people are making all these weird offers to them, like, you know, if you turn on your conspirators, like, you know, your co-conspirators, like, you'll be safe, and they, you know, they won't. Like, you have to do this to save yourself. But all of these teens know that they themselves had nothing to do with this attack. Now, they're not so sure if any of these other people had anything to do with it, since they don't know each other, but they're pretty sure, you know, if they're being framed, like, the rest of these people probably are too. So they are, you know, kind of unwilling to just turn on somebody and make things up. So very reluctantly, they sort of band together to try to figure out what really happened, saving themselves and each other. This looks amazing. It is said to be like a perfect read for people who enjoy the writing of authors like Samira Ahmed, who I absolutely adore. So I highly, highly anticipate reading this. And it comes out on March 12th. So it's not that far away. This is Six Truths and a Lie by Reem Shikari. And again, it comes out on March 12th. And now Georgina gets to talk about my favorite book of the whole episode.
I was just looking at the synopsis.
Yes. The aunties are back.
They are. My final book of the evening is The Good, the Bad, and the Aunties by Jesse Q. Sitanto, which comes out March 26th. A lot of good books come out then. So Mitty and Nathan are back from their honeymoon when they decide to go visit her extended family for Christmas or Chinese New Year. And Chinese New Year is already a big deal when second auntie's suitor brings extravagant gifts to show that he is courting second auntie. And he accidentally brings the wrong gift. And oops. The aunties agree that mistakes can happen, so they generously agree to give the gift back. When things go totally awry, typical with the aunties, I'm just saying.
Yes.
It's up to Mehdi to come up with a solution to get them out of trouble because the rival to second anti-suitor is not happy and he threatens the entire family. So this is The Good, the Bad, and the Antis by Jesse Q. Sintanto, which comes out March 26th.
Oh, the Antis.
And they're so funny. They really, yes, they really are. You can't help but laugh.
No, and be this whole at the series, same time. This whole series is just like so fun.
I am so incredibly over the moon, cartwheelingly, backflippingly excited. I don't even think those are words. About my third book.
Yes.
I read the first one like at the beginning of February in this series, and I literally could have cried when it was done because book two wasn't out yet. What book is this, you may ask in curiosity? Well, I will tell you. It is called This Could Be Us, Skyland Number 2 by the amazing, incomparable Kennedy Ryan. And yes, it comes out on March 5th. I think I'm going to have a cold again on that day and not go to work. Although with everybody coughing so much, that may not be a problem. So this is the story of one of the characters that was introduced in the first book that you really need to read these in order because it's about three friends and I do not feel like it would be good. I'm pulling in Italia. I don't think it would be good to read this one without reading the first one. And so this is the story. That. Oh, good. Okay. This is the story of Soledad. I think her name, I think they call her Sole, but it might be Sola. So I apologize if I'm saying it wrong. So Sola is the person that really you want on your team. She can fix anything. She is a fixer. So she can plan the perfect party. She can help her daughters with their homework with both hands tied behind her back. I made that part up. It's not part of the synopsis. And she can do the best vinaigrette for like the summer salad that everybody's talking about and wants the recipe. But one day, without any warning, her perfect life with her fancy husband and their beautiful girls blows up. Poof.
Aww.
Her husband leaves her. And suddenly,
he sucks anyway.
He does suck. He's such a turd. He's in the first book. Sorry, but he is. And so I was really hoping that the next book would be about her because I think she's an awesome character. And so Sola all of a sudden finds herself like just trying to keep food on the table at her house and trying to take care of all of her daughters. She has amazing daughters and like manage their emotions and everything else. And she's kind of getting back into her groove. And then in comes a man. And we don't know his name, or I would tell you, we don't know. And he is totally wrong for her. He's like the forbidden guy. I don't know if he's like the wrong side of the tracks type guy. I don't know. I just know he's forbidden. But Sola really finds that he keeps showing up for her. He keeps, and, you know, maybe he's not as forbidden as she wants him to be. But also, she's been hurt so badly. Like, is she going to be brave enough to take that leap and trust again? I don't know, but I'm going to find out on March 5th. I'm so excited. So this could be us, Skyland Number 2 by the amazing Kennedy Ryan. And it comes out on March 5th. I'm going to start practicing my cough like on March 1st just to make sure that it's really convincing.
I think you're practicing your cough now. So,
well, I kind of am practicing it now. Okay. I'm hoping it goes away by March 5th and I can just fake it.
Then you could just bring it back.
So, my last book this evening is Under This Red Rock by Mindy McGinnis, and it comes out on March 19th. Neely's monsters don't always follow her rules. When the young girl under her bed, the man in her closet, and the disembodied voice that tells her that talks in her mind starts causing some problems. She starts like not knowing what to do. Her family has a history of mental illness, and she's dealing with the suicide of her brother. So she decides that it's time that she needs to do something. She needs to try and figure out a way to kind of get things under control. So she decides to get a job as a tour guide in a cavern, because she feels that this is the only place that her monsters can't follow. So she does this. And while she's working, she meets Myla. And Myla is everything that Neely would love to be. She's confident. She's beautiful. She's just everything. And as Neely and Myla become friends, Neely starts feeling a little more for Myla. So they're getting to know each other. And then there's a staff party. And at the staff party, Neely is introduced to some drugs.
Uh-oh.
And she decides to follow Myla's lead, which then releases her monsters, and they become like her difficulties become out of control. Then at some point in like after this, I'm not sure, it doesn't really tell me if it's a day after or how long after, but Myla is found brutally murdered in the cavern. And so Neely is trying to figure out like how, what happened. But the problem is that she can't, like, her memory of all of it is quite vague, because she's having her mental health is kind of rocky, and she just has no idea what happened. And so she needs to come to grips with all the situation. And then also she's wondering, like, is there a possibility that I could have done it? And that, my friends, is all I know. But I am so excited. Mindy McGinnis is such an amazing writer, especially especially with things related to mental health. Like, she just has this great way of writing without making it, like, you really feel for the characters, and you really feel like you, like, she really helps you to understand what they're going through, and just all the things I say. So this is Under This Red Rock, and it's by Mindy McGinnis, and it comes out on March 19th.
Yeah, I like her a lot too.
My final book for this round of picks is called The Color of Light by Karen White. It is going to be released on March 5th. This is the story of 32-year-old pregnant and divorced Jillian Parrish. So she goes back to her summer place where she had wonderful childhood memories, and she takes her 7-year-old daughter with her. The place is called Pawleys Island in South Carolina, where Jillian's friend Lauren Mills disappeared, and she was never found. Link Rising was Lauren's boyfriend, and he was best friends with Jillian. He had been a suspect. Now he's back on Pawleys Island, renovating the old house where Lauren lived. And during this whole time, Jillian's daughter is talking with an imaginary friend named, you guessed it, Lauren. So this is a very spooky book, and this ends up having Jillian and Link decide to try to uncover the truth about Lauren and her disappearance. That is The Color of Light by Karen White, and it comes out March 5th.
So that brings us to the end of our most anticipated releases of March episode. Thank you so much to Stacy, Sarah, Melissa, Georgina, and Brooke for joining me tonight. As always, thanks goes out to Christine for all of her fantastic editing. And of course, we thank each and every one of you for joining us each week as we talk about great books.
If you would like to let us know your thoughts, you can do that by leaving us a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts or any other platform you use to access the show. And not only does it allow us to see your feedback, but it also helps other book lovers to find us, which is a great thing. So I will be back next Tuesday morning with more bookish fabulousness. And some number of us will be back on Friday with more discussion of great books. Take care, everybody.